On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz, along with Jesse Beth McCannell of the PSU ball team, one of the few seniors on this team. Second training camp, so to speak, with Coach Chadwick. How is this year different than last year?
It's different because there are a lot of new faces. We have 10 new people, and I mean, it went really well. Everybody's working hard and wants to prove something, so that helps, and that's the big reason why it was different. But
last year, I'm assuming that you came into camp a little nervous, maybe concerned. You had a position change last year. You two of being a setter, is it easier?
Yeah, it's a lot easier. I feel more comfortable and confident, and yeah, it's a lot easier.
How is the position different?
As a setter? I think it's different this year because I am a senior, and so along with that, I need to do a lot more leadership and just talking to my hitters a lot, and especially with new people because I have to get used to their tendencies, and they also have to get used to my sets. And so,
every hitter wants the ball in a slightly different spot, don't they?
Yep.
This is nothing but practice that can cure that, correct?
Right.
As far as what Coach Chadwick is doing, has he changed anything from year one to year two, or things pretty much the same as last year?
I think they're pretty much the same. He has a good line for us, and yeah, a lot of the rules, so to speak, are the same. And
what did you do this summer?
I worked at the Outdoor Program Center at Diamond Point Park, and I also did my internship at Choice Therapy. It was long. And I also worked there. They gave me a job, so that was nice.
How many of the returners stayed in town and worked and trained and just became better friends?
Yeah, there were about three of us, or four, actually. And another junior college transfer also came during the summer, so they all trained pretty hard.
Coming from Manitoba, I'll be honest, I think I've said this to you before, but I think Canadians, I think hockey players. How good is volleyball in Canada?
It's very good, actually. It's the Canada West teams that are pretty good competition because there aren't as many universities, so all the good players, go to.
You were a multi-sport athlete in high school. What else did you play?
I played basketball, soccer, badminton, and I played tennis. We didn't have a tennis team, but I did play tennis on the Manitoba team. So
quite honestly, if you weren't doing something, you were bored.
Right.
Yeah. How have you made that adjustment then to college where, okay, at this level, you've got to focus on one sport pretty much year-round, and there's no playing pickup basketball games. There's, maybe you can play tennis or something in the summer, but it's pretty much volleyball 12 months out of the year.
Yeah, it's a lot different. I actually miss some of the other sports, but volleyball is one that I really loved, so that was easy because, I could play it all year round, so that was nice. But it was a big adjustment.
What do you want to do in the future?
I want to go on to grad school and become an occupational therapist, and so a few more years of school.
So then this is the final hurrah for volleyball?
Yep, the final year. Hopefully it's a good one.
Hasn't sunk in yet, has it?
No, not at all. Not at all.
You got 1 week left here before you open up the season. What do you guys still need to accomplish in this week to get you ready?
We have a lot of work to do. Our competition is really tough. So we just have to keep bonding together as a team and getting our plays down offensively and continue to work on defense. So
good luck.
Thank you.
For more information about the BSU volleyball team, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.